l'attualitat del MACBA. L'artista a través del bosc, Rodney Graham, Canadà, 1949.
My earlier work was really in a response to my local landscape, the forests of British Columbia. I was interested in this. And specifically with these lighting pieces, I was interested in the idea of the double meaning of illumination, you know, this idea of a kind of a revelation that's made possible by shedding light on something, these kind of punning relationships. On the other hand, I was interested in the antecedent sort of the prior conditions of photography, which is light, and I was interested in flash photography as a kind of metaphor for those kinds of things, or using diesel generators to power enormous lights to illuminate a ravine in an early case. I'm interested in the kind of irony also between contemplating nature under these kind of sort of stress-inducing circumstances of an engine, a gasoline-powered engine that's spewing fumes into the air and with an obnoxious repetitive sound kind of affecting your perception and those kinds of things.
La influència del treball de Rodney Graham, Friedrich Mechel, comissari de l'exposició.
As we just learned from John Cage exhibition, art is very much about chance. Last year, John Baldessari was asked by the very famous and important art magazine Art Forum who, from his point of view, is the most important, influential current artist. And John Baldessari answered Rodney Graham, the show by John Cage. So now, 15 years later, the first show after John Cage in the same space is Rodney Graham. I think there is something Cagean in the air, which makes a lot of sense. And, you know, the show John Cage was about the influence of this avant-garde artist, especially to other artists and other medias, like writing Rauschenberg Fluxus and so on. And now, in a very sincere sense, I think it is really more than necessary than show Rodney Graham now after the John Cage, because I think the work of Rodney Graham now is as influential to a younger generation of artists than Cage was a couple of decades before.
Rodney Graham, A través del bosc. Exposició al MACBA. 30 de l'1, 2010 a 18 del 5, 2010.
The title of the show is in Catalan, A través del bosc, but in English, Through the Forest. It is a very important reference to the key work of Rodney Graham from the very beginning, when he discovered an English translation of Georg Büchner's novel Lens. And in this English translation, very specific translation Rodney discovered, he realized that there was, due to the layout of the text, this idiom, through the forest, appeared two times at different patients, but in the same placement. So all of a sudden, reading this text, he started to get into a kind of loop, as we would say from the language of film. And I think this experience is a key experience to understand the whole work of Rodney Graham. That's why we gave this title, Through the Forest, as a very specific indication of this work, but also as a very general kind of leitmotif for all the works of Rodney Graham.
La idea de literatura I text.
The beginning of the show is not traditionally as the museum is constructed from sala A, B, and C. I think in this time the show should start in the sala B, in our rotunda, where with the help of Isabella Bax, we designed a great auditorium, a great library. And I think this space is important and the key space to understand the work of Rodney Graham. And at this moment, I also have to say my thanks to Yves Givard, who for the very first time opened his archive, how in the 80s he had collaborated with Rodney Graham and doing books and making publications and designing text. I think this is very important, that the idea of literature, of text and this preciseness of how to look at the text and how to read a literature and then transform it into something else.
La idea de traducció.
The next leitmotif, from my point of view, is this idea of translation. And the other novel important to Rodney Graham, of course, is then Lander's Cottage by Edgar Allan Poe. And you will find the second big chapter of this part, that the novel was continued, adapted by Rodney, and he wrote my only novel, The System of Lander's Cottage. Then later on, this English version was translated into French. And you see a work which we discovered in a storage in a gallery in London, never shown since 15 years, that then the French version was retranslated into English, but this time by 14 different translation agencies, according to the 14 chapters of the novel. This is the idea you have to have in mind, that all the work of Rodney Graham goes in a kind of translation, transformation to another media, to another level, to another concept of reading it again and again, but from a different point of view.
Estructura de l'exposició en forma de capítols.
The show has 4 chapters in general. The first one is this library and the archive, again shown for the very first time.
La instal·lació a través del bosc.
You go to the first room, the Sala A of the museum, and you go a little bit outside of the museum because you go into the forest. You go to the very impressive video installation, Edge of a Wood, where it's a little bit frightening, it's very dark, please be courage, go inside, and then a helicopter will come and bring you light so that you can see more precise where you are. But this is also the idea, you know, when you are in the forest, you have no directions. It's not the urban situation where you're following streets. So you get lost in the forest, and that is the idea, again, to have this title, Through the Forest. You have to find your way through the work of Rodney Graham.
Música, fotografia.
The Sea Galleries with the part of music, film and photography, welcomed by Parsival, which is updated for the show. And this is one work that was already shown in 1994 at Espai Pablo Nord. And this is together with a series of 80 Polaroids that Rodney Graham has taken while walking during the night time. So in the darkness, to the Montserrat mountain here east of Barcelona. So again, this work is a premiere as well, like my only novel and very early works, which we show for the first time since long, long time.
Cinema.
The next chapter is then film photography. We have a pinhole camera and Rome ruins. We have Coruscating Cinema. And from that it will lead you to a film which is, from my point of view, a kind of surrealistic image, a typewriter that slowly is covered by flour. And this is the impossibility of writing. So after that film, you cannot use this typewriter anymore. And of course, a typewriter is an object to produce text. So you have the reference back to the library room, which is all about text. And there we have then Rheinmetall Victoria, a German brand name of a typewriter that Rodney Graham found in a flea market in Vancouver. And this idea is then the impossibility of writing a text.
La identitat de l'artista.
Finally, the last part of the show in this part of the museum is the idea of the identity of an artist. So from here on, Rodney Graham takes different characters to present himself, obviously in himself, in video and light boxes as different types and characters of artists, like Lobbing Potatoes, a kind of freaky artist from the late 60s, who is fascinated by fluxes and performances. Then it turns into a very serious appearance as a medieval musician in a cathedral. And last but not least, a very impressive highlight of the show, Gifted Amateur, Rodney Graham dressed in a pyjama, which was worn 15 years earlier for Healthy and Sleep, a kind of pyjama. And then he appears as a modernist painter in a modernist house in Vancouver.
El retorn a la pintura.
And the very end of the show is then finally his recent passion that Rodney Graham had discovered while all the assistants had to set up the sets. He started to paint. So, and we have a series of paintings, and the very first series that Rodney Graham had presented in 2005 in a gallery in Berlin was dedicated to Picasso, Picasso, my master. And this series is here together again from different private collectors, and reason enough to bring it to Barcelona.
Col·laboració MACBA Museu Picasso, Rodney Graham. Possible Abstractions. Pepe Serra, director del Museu Picasso.
Fa temps que estem intentant repensar quin és el paper de Picasso en el segle XXI, que segur que no és el del XX, i que, si m'ho permeteu dir, segur que serà més marginal i més crític i diferent. I, tal com vam dir, obriríem una línia, no?, de diàleg, de mirades i de presència d'artistes vius, d'artistes contemporanis al museu. El Rodney té una sèrie feta el 2005, Picasso My Master, que potser hagués sigut massa obvi portar-la al museu, i n'ha produït una altra, que és el Possible Abstractions. Parteix de la ironia d'un acudit en una revista dels anys 50 sobre la figuració i l'abstracció, i d'aquí ell desenvolupa un diàleg i una sèrie de peces que jo crec que tenen molta lògica d'estar presents en el museu amb la col·lecció de Picasso a dalt.
MACBA.cat